神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're happy to be with you once again.
我们很高兴再次跟您在节目中见面。
We talked about character and building a moral storehouse.
我们曾经谈到建造道德，还有要建造一个内在的储存这种品格的地方。
There, the teaching and the training is internalized in the person.
这是一种教导还有训练，让这一些标准可以深刻在生存在一个人的心里面。
So it's very important then to know what to put in that moral storehouse.
所以知道怎么样能够把这一些道德品格标准放在人的心里面是很重要的。
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the specific things we need to build into the character of our children.
所以我们今天要更深入的来谈怎么样能够把这一些道德标准把它存在一个人的心里面。
We're going to talk about how we must build into our children respect and honor for authority.
我们首先要谈到要训练孩子有一种尊荣或者是尊敬顺服权柄的这样的一个品格。
You see, the authority is the one who has a position to enforce the laws.
那权柄是对位置本位还有对法律来做决定的。
Actually, authority was laid down by the God of the heavens.
权柄也是从天上的神所赋予的。
He gave it to man to help them to keep the home, the government, and society in unity.
那神给人这种权柄呢，是来维持国家也好，家庭也好，社会也好的一个规范。
God knew that actually, there would be chaos without it.
如果没有权柄的话，那一切就混乱了。
And so it makes it that we are fair with each other.
这样子的话对彼此也都比较公平。
You see, that's why if man truly would listen to the authorities of the laws of their land, things would be very much different.
意思是说，如果每一个人都顺服权柄的话，在自己的本分本位上面守分守法的话，那就不一样了。
Now, to children, the very first authority figure is their parents.
孩子们所面对的第一个权威就是父母亲。
This is the way the God of the heavens declared it.
这是上帝所制定的。
He said that you must honor your father and mother so that the days of your life will be long on the earth.
他说你要孝顺尊荣你的父母亲，然后让你可以长寿。
Now, a child, it just doesn't happen that they're going to obey their parents.
孩子不会自己很本然的就会这样子来顺服父母亲。
And so respect for the parents' authority is actually in three stages.
所以要让他们可以尊重父母的权威的话，有三个步骤。
The first stage begins very early in life.
那第一个步骤要在很早的时候就要奠定好。
And that one is obedience.
就是顺服。
And we start with our little children to make them learn what it is to be obedient.
所以我们就要在各方面的学习上让孩子学习怎么样顺服。
It's actually the duty of the parent.
这也是父母亲的责任。
We're obligated to teach our children authority.
我们有责任
of obedience.
要来教导孩子们顺服权威。
Now, how do we do this?
怎么做呢？
This is where the problem lies.
这个是常常有问题的地方。
Actually, the word discipline means to train.
管教的意思事实上是训练。
And what we do is we train our children into the next stage, which is submission.
那我们是这样子来训练孩子顺服的时候呢，就要进入第二部分的这种降服。
Now, everything in life must be in balance.
不管什么事情在我们的人生里面都要取得一个平衡。
When we're sick, there's something out of balance in our body.
如果你身体上生病了，那表示你的身体上有一些不平衡的地方。
When the tragedies and catastrophes such as earthquakes come,Something is out of balance.
当有天灾有人祸的时候呢，一切就失去了平衡。
So as we begin to train our children, we must learn the balance of training them.
那我们在训练孩子的时候，我们要学到这种持守这种平衡的原则来训练他们。
That means that we are not going to be forceful and mean and hard and dictatorial to them.
所以训练孩子顺服并不是很严厉的、很专制的、很不讲理的、很强暴的来对他们。
Or are we going to be so easy that we don't bother, we don't want to hurt them, we don't want to do anything to them, and so we don't discipline at all?
另外一个不平衡的就是有时候我们就因为要纵孩子，太爱孩子了，溺爱孩子，所以呢，不管看到什么都不管他，不训练他们。
You as a parent must recognize, how can I treat my children?
你如果是一个父母亲的话，你一定要知道怎么样来对待我自己的孩子。
I must let them know they must obey.
我一定要让孩子知道他们要顺服。
Many times with a little child, say 3 years old.
比如说一个三岁的孩子。
We look them in the eye.
我们看着他的眼睛。
Then you know you have their attention.
那当你看着盯着他的时候，他就知道你在注意他。
And in a conversational voice, but one that is very determined.
当你要讲一句话的时候呢，你就对他很清楚、很确定的讲。
We say to them, "You must not do that."
比如说，你跟他说呢，你不能这样做，非常的坚决。
And so, as we develop the ability to let our children know.What is expected of them?
所以就这样子就训练到孩子知道说父母亲一讲他期待我们就这么做。
You see, if we force and beat and yell our children to obedience, it really is not effective in them.
如果你是用强迫的、用打的、用喊的让他来做你要他做的话，那这些呢没有办法存到他的心里面去。
Because as soon as you've gone, they'll do what they want.
只要你离开了，他们就回到他们原来想做的。
You must learn how to train your child to understand that it is good and right and best for them to be obedient.
你一定要让你的孩子，让他们知道，也训练他们知道说，他们能够顺服是最重要的，而且是最好的。
Until they themselves...It becomes part of them.
一直到那个顺服的特性在他们的心里面成为他们的一部分。
I had a friend who had 3 children.
我有一个朋友有三个孩子。
She asked me to come and stay with them one night when she and her husband left.
有一次他们夫妇要离开，请我到家里面去陪他的孩子。
We were watching a television program.
我们就在看一个电视的节目。
And then something else came on after that program.
突然间有一个荧幕的这个图案出现了。
The oldest girl said to me, Mama doesn't allow us to watch that.
这个时候其中的一个孩子跟我说，我妈妈不准我们看这种。
And she got up and turned it to something else.
她就马上起来把它转开，转到另外一个台。
That thrilled my heart.
那个对我来讲，我觉得心里很欣慰。
You see, I didn't know they weren't supposed to watch that.
因为我不知道他们父母亲不要他们看什么。
But it had been internalized into that child that it was best not to look at that.
但是呢， 不能看的这个画面呢，这个孩子已经存在心里面，所以他一看到马上转开。
The children could have watched it if they wanted to.
他们可以任他们看什么就看什么。
But you see, that's an example of true obedience.
那这个是真正的一种顺服。
As a parent, aim for that.
父母亲要以这个为一个目标。
Now, the next stage is when the children get to the place they understand what you mean and obey you.
那第二个阶段，第一个是被父母亲来规定，第二阶段是到一个地步呢，他们已经完全的了解，而且呢，喜欢顺服。
Now the next stage is what we call submission.
所以我们称作降服。
They're doing right out of surrendering because they feel secure in what you've told them to do.
他们为什么会照着你的话去做？是因为他们心里面觉得这样做比较安全，他们已经自己认同了。
Actually, this is where you begin to see how much the child esteems or loves their parents.
那这个部分呢，你就可以看到他们爱父母有多少。
Yes, they may want to do something, but they recognize that you have taught them that it's better if they don't.
即使有时候孩子们想做一点事情是父母亲不要他们做的，但是呢，因为他们觉得应该最好听妈妈的话，而且呢这样子可能是最好的，他们知道，所以他们就不做了。
It's there you have begun a relationship.
那么在这个部分呢，你跟孩子们已经建立了一种关系。
It's not only because you're their mother and father, but they respect you and love you.
而不是只有因为你是父母亲，他们不得不听你的话，而是他们真的是爱你而做。
It's a time when you can talk with them.
这是可以彼此交谈的时候。
But now let's look at the third stage.
然后我们看第三个步骤。
It is a stage of being very loyal.
那第三个步骤就是一种对父母亲对权柄的忠诚。
They're not just obeying.
不是顺服而已。
They're not just submitting.
也不是只有降服下来。
But out of love and respect to you,They honor you.
因为爱你，尊敬你，所以呢，他们就尊荣你。
This is the goal that we really aim for.
这是我们训练的一个目标。
You know, actually, the goal of a parent should be that this child will be my friend all of their life.
父母亲训练孩子的目标是让孩子成为自己的朋友，或自己成为孩子的朋友，而且是整辈子的朋友。
And you really can be.
你可以这样子的。
You know, we discipline from the age of about 1 to 5.
我们对孩子的训练从1岁到5岁之间。
We train or bring them to submission about 6 to 12 year old.
然后第二个阶段呢，第一个阶段1到5岁是顺服，第二个大概从6到12岁是一个降服的建立阶段。
When they're 13 through 18, actually, we should be coaching them and helping them as they face the issues of life.
从13到18岁当中呢，我们是应该跟他陪着他一起来面对生活的各个层面。
And after their teens, there should develop a wonderful friendship between you.
所以在这十几岁的时候，父母亲跟孩子的关系是一个朋友很美的关系。
Now we've talked about authority and parents. Now let's talk about those of the aged or elder.
那我们谈到父母亲的权柄，现在我们谈到一些年长的人。
Now I know that this has not been a problem to many.
我知道可能对你们这个对年长的这样的一个问题不是问题。
But I recognize in this last generation,There has become a problem with this.
但是我看到这个年代的年轻人是可能会有这样的问题。
You see, there is a difference between just being loyal to someone and honoring someone.
你知道对一个人有忠诚跟对一个人有尊荣是不一样的。
Maybe as your children watch how you treat your parents.
或许你的孩子就看着你怎么样对待你自己的父母亲。
You treat them maybe because you feel like you must, but the honor is not there.
如果孩子看到自己的爸爸妈妈对爷爷奶奶的态度是一种责任而已，而没有那种尊荣的话。
And the children just pick this up and follow on with very little respect.
孩子也会一样学着父母亲就是这样做，然后没有任何的尊重。
There are simple things that we teach our children.
小小的事情我们都会让孩子学习的。
We allow the aged to go first, showing respect.
比如说呢，我们让老人家先走，让老人家先来。
Sometimes those who are older are not kind.
有时候那些老人家也不是那么的仁慈。
Yet we must show our children that we must respect them.
但是我们一定要让孩子们尊重他们。
You know, as older people get older, they get hard of hearing.
你知道老人家越老的话可能越重听。
And this is not an easy stage.
啊，这对老人家讲不是一个容易的阶段。
They misunderstand everything you say many times.
他们会误解你所说的话。
You have to keep repeating it over and over.
然后你需要一直重复来跟他讲。
And it's very easy to be disrespectful.
所以这样的话很容易被别人不尊重。
Sometimes older people become very forgetful.
有时候老人家也会比较健忘。
Or they become very demanding.
有时候呢会比较严厉专制。
Now you have to teach your children how to deal with this.
这个你要教你的孩子怎么样去面对这些老人家的问题。
Because many of you have parents living with you.
因为有很多人你有父母亲跟你在一起住。
You have your children in this younger generation living with you.
你也有下一代的年轻的孩子跟你一起。
And it's very hard for children sometimes to understand how to deal with these defects in the elders.
然后对于孩子们年轻的一代有时候很难知道怎么样该跟这些老人家怎么相处。
Actually, you have to teach your children how sometimes to interrupt when you and your parents or you and older people are talking.
有时候你要教你的孩子说当你在跟老人家讲话的时候，他们应该怎么样不干扰。
You must teach them that while they are speaking, just to stand beside you.
比如说呢，你要跟他说，当我们在讲话的时候，你就站在旁边听。
But you must understand that they have a low attention span.
但是你要知道孩子们的那种注意力是很短的。
So what you need to do then is to say, I'm sorry, just a moment, let me talk to my child.
所以当孩子有事要跟你讲的时候，你要跟对方提一下说对不起，给我一点时间，我跟我孩子问一下。
And as quickly as possible, you tell them and they leave.
那赶快的跟孩子处理一下，然后让孩子离开。
Now, one of the things that you need to understand is that some of your children are very timid in front of people.
有时候呢，我们知道孩子的特性是比较害羞，他们不喜欢在人家面前讲话的。
They will act very shy and don't want to talk.
他们不喜欢讲话。
But you mustn't let them do this.
但是你一定要让他们这样做。
It does not help them. They must learn how to communicate with people, older people.
那我们不容许孩子不讲话，就是一定要训练他们怎么样对老人家来回话或讲话。
Work on them about saying, hello, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so.
带着他们，帮助他们说，您好，或者是问候。
Then we must teach our children how to speak to the older people.
我们也要教孩子怎么样对老人家讲话。
Not with a defiant attitude.
不是一种很霸道的态度。
Not angry.
也不是生气的态度。
Not just trying to brush them aside.
也不是那种应付忽略的态度。
But teach them how to speak and be and in such a way that people will learn respect for them.
教他们怎么样来尊重老人家，这样的话别人也会尊敬他们。
Now, I want to talk to you about how do brothers and sisters communicate and stay together.
那我也要谈一谈这种兄弟姐妹在一起怎么样可以和睦。
This one is very, very important.
这是很重要的。
When you have more than one child, maybe two, three, four children,
如果你有一个以上两三个孩子的话，
every one of those children are different.
每一个孩子都不一样。
And so some of them are very compliant and very sweet.
有些孩子比较乖巧。
Some of them are more hyperactive, and sometimes they give you lots of trouble.
那么有些孩子比较顽皮，比较过动。
But as a parent, it's your responsibility to love those children equally.
那身为父母亲，你有责任要爱每一个孩子，有同样的心来爱每一个孩子。
To be careful how you respond to them.
你对他们的反应要很小心。
You see, you may always have that one who wants to put their arm around you, wants your attention, wants to talk to you, and you spend so much time with them and on them.
父母亲啊，很容易就会对那个常常在你身边，然后依着你、靠着你的这样的一个孩子呢，用很多时间跟他们在一起。
That the other children or child feels very rejected and left out.
然后其他的孩子就觉得好像被你啊忽略了，被你割开了。
You might say, I don't know what to do. This child's always hanging on me, always looking for my attention.
或许你说我会跟这个孩子在一起比较多的时间，是因为他常在我身边，然后很依赖我，比较引起我的。
I know that this child loving.Kind to you, it's easy to give them your attention.
我知道这个孩子因为可爱，而且呢特别的爱你、依赖你，所以你就很容易给他一些特别的时间注意他。
But as I was saying, you must realize this fact and give your attention equally to the others.
但是你要记得，孩子不一样，你一定要分配一些时间给其他的那一些孩子。
You say, well, that's not easy.
或许你说这个不容易啊。
Parenting is not easy.
当然，身为父母，教养的责任本来就不容易的。
But this is so important.
但是这个非常重要。
Just last week, a lady told me about her husband.
上个礼拜有一个妇女来跟我讲她的先生的事情。
He's in his 40s.
她的先生大概40岁。
And always complaining about being sick with something.
那总是在抱怨说他身体上一直不舒服。
During the holiday time, they went to a place to be with his mother and family.
当放假期间，他们回去跟家人在一起的时候
，He left the dinner very upset.
他就很不高兴的离开餐桌。
He said, "I will never go back to another one of them unless she starts treating us differently."
他就说呢，我不再回来了，除非呢，他对我公平一点。
What he was saying was that the mother had three of the six that she was very partial to.
那他的意思是说呢，他的母亲呢，对于六个孩子当中的其中的三个比较好。
All of his life, he and another sister were neglected by the mother.
所以他跟两个姐妹呢，就被妈妈忽略了。
And now he was complaining of all types of illnesses, which actually was from his emotions.
那现在这个年纪呢，他常常会抱怨说他这里病那里病，事实上是从他情绪来的。
All those years of feeling he was rejected, of not being treated like the other three were, had really hurt him emotionally.
以前啊，因为常常感觉自己被冷落或者被遗弃。所以之后呢，情绪就不好了。
You see, that's why it's so important.
所以才很重要。
You owe it to every one of your children to love them and show them each the respect due them.
你对每一个孩子的爱，对每一个孩子的那种尊重，都是很重要的。
Even the oldest son, though he may be the head of the family, you must treat him as the other children.
即使是长子，或许你说他是家里面的最大的，但是呢，他跟别的孩子也是一样，你要对待都一样。
Now, one of the problems in the home when you have several children is that they fight and argue.
有时候呢，当你有几个孩子的时候，他们会吵架，会争执。
Some homes are made miserable because children are always arguing with each other.
有些家庭呢，因为孩子们的这种争执吵架呢，就制造了很不好的气氛。
This should not be.
这个不应该是这样子的。
As a parent, you must take command of this.
身为父母，一定要好好的管理这种场面。
You must teach them how to settle their misunderstandings.
你要教他们怎么样来处理他们的误解。
It's not just yelling, stop that, stop that, no.
不要只是跟他们喊说不要再这样子了。
You need to find out what is the reason.
你要找到他们争执的原因。
Then you must teach them each how to be able to settle their misunderstandings.
然后你要教他们怎么样对于这个争执的原因呢做处理。
Each child is different.
每个孩子不一样。
They react different.
他们的反应也不一样。
If one of them is weaker, the other stronger one will try their best to do everything against them.
那如果有一个比较弱的，一个比较强的话，那 我们会很容易就会保护这个弱的来、抵挡那个强的。
But as a parent teach them how to overcome and be able to understand their misunderstandings.
所以呢，父母亲要懂得怎么样来教他们怎么样来克服这种误解的这样的一个局面。
But go even further than that. Teach them to love one another.
那除了这样之外呢，要教导他们要彼此相爱。
Even when they're babies, let them love one another.
即使是在很小的小婴孩时候，就要教他们怎么样爱。
And as they grow older, you and your husband show them how to love.
然后长大之后呢，你跟、就是夫妻两个人呢，就教他们怎么样来、在一起。
Make situations where your children can laugh together.
让孩子们可以笑在一起。
Where they honor one another.
让他们彼此尊重。
In their sharing with one another.
而且呢，彼此分享。
In their caring about each other.
而且彼此关怀。
Help them to learn to honor one another.
所以要教他们怎么样尊重对方。
If you do,
如果你这样做，
their adulthood will be beautiful.
这样子长大之后呢，他们人生是很美的。
You see, that's why so many families are broken up in the hurts and the problems in later years.
那就是为什么、这个家庭的悲剧、一些破碎、一些伤心的事情呢，都是在他们大了之后才有的。
You see, raising a family is somewhat like catching a disease early before it destroys your body.
你知道教养的工作就像你在预防以后病毒来侵害人的身体一样，所以你要早提早的去教养它。
You know, if you catch cancer in the very early stages, many times it can be healed.
如果你在有绝症、癌症的前期呢，你发现了它，那么你很可能就是可以断绝它，可以医治的。
So,If in your training of your children, you start early to teach them these principles and moral values, then it will stop the problems of a lifetime.
So, 如果你早一点来教导你的孩子这些里面的品德标准，或者是建立训练他们的话，那等于你在防止他们以后的一些毛病跟问题。
These are wonderful character traits to teach your children.
那么这些都是、你需要在你的孩子身上所建立训练的很好的一些品质。
But you need help.
你需要帮助。
You need the one who made you.
你需要那一位生你、造你的。
Who really cares about you.
关心你的。
Then can give you strength and wisdom when you need it.
而且给你可以在你需要的时候给你力量，而且给你智慧的那一位。
And the God of the heavens sent his beloved son to do just that.
天上的神差遣他的儿子就是来帮助你。
You know, if you would accept him into your life.
如果你的人生可以接受耶稣。
If you would tell him how much you need him,
如果你可以告诉他你需要他,
you would be surprised how much these things that you need every day, someone to help you, he would be there.
你会很惊讶的，竟然有一位可以每一天陪着你，你随时需要的时候，成为你随时的帮助，他就在那里。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。